Yo,
Yo,
what's up, man?
what we saying, bro?
Bro, I just want to say welcome to another episode of the Inner Circle podcast. And today we got the main man himself,
You
Nuru,
already know the one and only.
the one and only Nuru Shakur, also known as what? Treyway.
Trey, wait, that way, which way?
Treyway, that way, whatever way.
What you saying, much?
Man, I'm doing well, bro. How you doing?
It's all right, man. How's our quarantine shit?
Not bad, eh? Just trying to find new things to do. I'm recording and stuff. So, what about you?
Yeah. Took you long to get me on here, bro.
Bro, don't even lie, bro. I've been trying to get you on for a minute, but you're just trying to act like you're different now. Ever since you moved,
From it came out to Auckland, and you still didn't want to record. Come on, bro.
wow. Now, you actually did, but I was there for some other stuff, time, and things didn't it just couldn't work out.
Yeah, but it's all good. I got my boy Yaz here with me
What up, Ayo Yaz? What's up, man?
well. What's happening? What's happening, fam? How you doing?
Good, bro. Introduce yourself, my G.
All right, man. Let everybody know. Yeah, man's Yaz Kamal on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one. That's the one, Yaz, bro. Hey,
Yeah,
so
man.
what you been up to, Noodle?
Nah, nothing much, bro. Uni, life, that's it.
True. How is it? How is it up in Auckland, bro?
Auckland, bro. Auckland's just the biggest city of Wellington, bro.
Huh?
It's just a bigger version of Wellington.
True. I feel you, man. I swear.
Yeah.
I just want to say Auckland is the worst city in New Zealand.
Hey, come on, bro. Don't be talking shit about
Bro, I swear. Those 2 days I was there, someone take me back home.
bro, you had the time of your life. Why you lying for? Don't lie
Nah.
to me.
Okay, no, the activities were good. It's like you could do the activities here, but just like the city, the vibe, nah, it's not, bro. I'd rather stay in Wellington. It's
I
chill
looked
out
up
there.
to you as I hear. Stop lying now.
No.
He's
To
talking
be
shit
honest,
about Auckland, bro.
no. Hey, allow that, man. Don't be dissing on Auckland. I listen though, but well, pretty lit though, yeah. It's just a bit cold.
Now,
Why it's a bit cold.
Bro, Wellington is windy, bro.
Bro, you know when I was first windy? Like, I
Yeah.
should you not, yeah? This nigga, me and him were planning on going. This nigga was trying to take the flight. Me and some other people were trying to drive there, yeah?
Yeah.
Before I go there, I'm asking this nigga, tell me about Welly, is it big? Will I get lost? This and that. My man didn't say nothing, yeah? I get there, and bro, it's freezing. I was linking up. I'm like, man, why don't you tell me it's cold? You know what I mean?
This nigga has a jacket
And
hoodie on and he's telling
this
me it's cold.
nigga talking about, nah, it's just the wind. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, my nigga, when I woke up this morning, the windows were shut. I swear to God, I
Yeah.
jumped out of bed just to jump back in. It was hella cold, bro.
Yeah, but I'm
Well, I
saying,
moved.
weather aside, everything else is just, you can't go wrong in Welly, bro. Welly's the place.
What's the
Everything's
point?
perfect.
Nah, but
can I be honest? Yeah, like it's too much. It's a small place with
Yeah.
bare roads, man. With bare roads. You got the most retarded road names as well. I swear to God. I swear to
Nah.
God. GPSing through that was horrible, man.
This thing goes GPS wise in the city. Come
What, in
on, bro.
Wellington?
Bro,
That's the first
I
time.
told. Look, he
Come
lived.
on,
He
bro.
stays with. He stayed with his cousin and in Cuba Street,
Yeah.
and you know the spot, the shisha spot that's
Yeah.
in Cuba Street. Well,
Yeah.
I told this nigga just come down and then like just walk to us, bro. This nigga got lost. It's literally 1 minute walk down.
Bro,
I
there's no way you can get lost in Wellington. Because what, you go
know,
through one
bro. It's
street,
so
you come
small.
out the other one, bro, and you're at the same place.
No. I wasn't lost. I was just GPSing, just to make sure Mandem was right. You know what I'm
You
saying?
can't GPS in Wellington, bro. Everything is
I
right there.
Bro, I can, and I did. He's trying to catch me slipping. You know what I mean? I don't slip, man. I GPS. All right? Let it be known.
True,
Yeah.
true. I mean, so Noodle, when are you coming back here, bro?
Coming back to Wellington,
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Inshallah, whenever when this quarantine shit, ends and shit.
True, man, because it's been a minute since I've seen your forebears, apart from seeing you for 2 days in Auckland.
Hey, bro, you been doing your thing. I see you, bro.
Yeah, man. So, what's going on, bro? Apart from all this quarantine shit, all you going to uni and stuff, anything popping, anything going on? Because I've been knowing you for a long time, bro, and you got nothing going on in your life.
That's true, bro. Life is boring now, bro. You know. When you get all that, things to get boring.
I feel you on that one, bro. Because you, I remember now, yeah. you're, people don't understand, bro. You're different now. Because I remember you being that little fob dude from the.
What do you mean, little fob dude? Have you seen you don't want to just go back from Africa yesterday,
fresh
bro?
Off the boat. Right, but listen, your shit was different. You were like, I remember you were fresh,
bro. Off. Listen,
bro. A lot of people.
Listen, you know when you go back.
Yeah.
No, you came as a whole different person, bro.
Nah, but people don't get this. I taught Nuru how to speak English, and people don't.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit, bro. Come on, let's not lie to people.
That's no cap. I taught you your first sentence, bro. You have to give me respect.
My nigga, you happy?
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. Just give me the credit I deserve. That's what I'm asking for.
Okay. You deserve it.
Facts. But you're not asking for much. You know what I mean? Just recognition.
Why is this Paul talking as well? This is the same guy that came from your place, bro. Where? Mombasa, Kenya?
Mombasa, where? Kenya. Bro,
some shit like
Mombasa
that.
Is in Kenya.
Bro. That's what I said.
Taiwan.
Same shit.
Yeah. Bro, but me going to Mombasa doesn't make me a fob. You're different, bro. You are some other. You are some proper fob.
Bro, I came at the age of 7.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Listen. That's the difference between you and me. You're born here, raised here, and your ass went back to Africa for how long? I don't know, 3 years. Came back fob. How do you come back as fob? Come on, it doesn't make sense.
First of all, I wasn't gone for 3 years.
You was fob as fuck, bro. Come on.
Okay, I was gone for 6 years. You know, I disappeared for 6 years, bro. And then I came back
six
and
years?
I was still the same.
That's some lies. You left 2013, came back 2016. That's 3 years, bro. Come on.
No, I left 2010. What are you talking about?
That's some bullshit. You were here 2010.
Wallah, I left here 2010. And then
for
I came
real?
Back, yeah, and then I came back 2016.
True. I don't know that, bro.
Yeah. And then but then when I came back, I was still the same person, unlike you.
Bro, you came back, came to Wellington College. That was the funniest shit, bro. The only three black niggas, me, you, and Quad. Oh my God.
Those were the days, bro. Just me, you,
oh
Quad,
my God.
And my brother. Just the four black people in the whole.
The only niggas, bro. All white.
A school of like how many people? It's like 1,500 people. I swear you could like.
1,500, my nigga.
Ah, bro. It was crazy.
We're easy to spot, bro. And then we're all together. That's a funny thing, bro.
One big family, G.
Bro.
Yeah,
how about the time? Basketball. Let's talk about basketball, bro. What happened to you in basketball? Remember your jump shot? Ooh, I've never seen the ugliest form in my life until I saw your jump.
Nah, bro. I'm not. I just want to say I don't play basketball, and if I do,
you don't play basketball, but you say you're the best. It don't make sense.
It does make sense. Sometimes you're naturally gifted, talented in that.
Naturally gifted with that ugly form of yours,
bro. It doesn't matter about the form as long as the ball goes in the net. It's
bro,
done.
It's ugly as in Lonzo Ball's form.
Yeah.
Yo.
Man, I'm talking about you shoot like you're disabled, bro. Man, I'm talking about you got to limp every time you take a shot, bro.
That's true, bro.
Hey, bro, I don't care if I limp or if I crawl. As long as that thing goes in the net, I'm happy, bro, because I got the
bro,
points.
Bro, do you know who's the funniest nigga? It's Bucks. I don't know why this nigga's trying to. Bro, let's talk about how this nigga's trying to put $500 to play. Bro.
But the thing is, Bucks is sick, bro. So it doesn't count.
Bucks is a lot. Yeah. This is the nigga that I taught him how to play basketball, and he still doesn't know how to play. Like, he dribbles with one hand, and he wants to play me for $500.
I mean, yeah, maybe you never know, but I'm not gonna lie. I see Bucks every day, and he's grinding out here, bro. He's putting
bro,
up the moves.
I ain't going. I haven't played basketball in 3 years. I'm not gonna do shit. And this nigga said he wants to play for 500. I'm going to turn up to any court that he's going to ask for. Bro,
yeah.
I come in my genders. I'm whoop this nigga ass. Don't worry.
Don't underestimate.
Yeah, we're putting money on it. Wallah. He wants my cousin, Bucks. He wants to put 500. I'm going to put 500. So for 1K, we're going to play.
So what I'm hearing, hold on. So the end of the day, you're going to lose 500.
I'm not going to lose 500.
My nigga, you said you're going to show up with 100.
I'm going to show up with 100 because that's how shit he is.
Don't wreck your ankles, man. We're in
Nah,
Senegal.
nah, nah,
Fuck.
nah. This is the nigga
Bro,
used to make me dance,
the
bro.
nigga plays the rainbow. My nigga, he's
Let him
tall.
grind.
Bro.
He ain't gonna do shit against me. I ain't gonna do shit. I'm gonna turn up with a belly,
Is this
bro.
nigga taller than you?
Nah, bro. He's the shorter than me, bro. Don't worry.
He's shorter than
I'm
you.
fuck that nigga
Why
up,
are you
bro.
playing with niggas shorter than you, man?
I don't. He wants
Hey,
to.
yo,
You know what he said? He's the one
you.
that came up with the idea.
Right, let him have it then. Let him have it. Kick his ass.
Yeah, he wants it.
There's no,
He wants.
I
He
just want
wants.
to say, Nudo, there's no. I don't think you're gonna win this, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you're the
He's
one that was. You're backing me up the other time, telling Bucks to not.
I was backing you, but then after I seen this nigga grind, you know, you have to respect the grind, bro. This guy is
Let him
working.
grind. That's the thing. I'm naturally gifted.
This guy is watching YouTube tutorials, bro. He's coming
Wallahi,
for
let
you.
him watch. Let him watch Steph Curry. Let him watch whatever he wants.
He's coming for you, bro. He's coming for you. All I'm saying is, Ayo Bucks, if you ever listen to the podcast, bro, I'm just saying, I'm backing you all the way, my
Bro,
boy.
tell him, yes, sir, I back him up as well, man. This
That's
nigga ain't
it,
gifted at
bro.
all.
Dude, you ain't got no one.
Nur, bro, let me tell you something. The only thing Nur is gifted at is being 5'4". You know what I'm saying?
Ah,
It's the
yo,
only thing he's got right now. You
damn.
know what I'm saying?
Heart doesn't matter. It's all about the heart.
Nah, bro. That's
Heart
violation.
or
Hey,
life.
Nuru.
Yeah.
Bro, whoever doesn't know, yo, Nuru is actually the only person who's shorter than me. So I'm actually happy with
Why did you
that
know I'm telling you for a fact? You know I'm telling you for a fact.
Hey, yo, yes.
Yo.
Bro, Nuru, I'm taller than Nuru. You seen that, right?
Wallah,
You
that's a
seen
lie.
it, bro? Yeah,
That's a lie.
No. It's because he had his long hair, you know what I mean? Now
Nigga,
that he's cut it, he had his big
exactly.
head. Now that he's cut his hair with the beard, whether he's 5'3 or 5'4,
A
you know what I'm
lie,
saying?
bro. Nigga, I'm
Exactly, bro.
5'9". Who's tall? 5'9".
Five-nine.
Who's tall?
God,
Tell
how
me,
tall am I?
I'm
No
Isaiah
way.
Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, my nigga. That's me right there.
Bro, Nuru.
Five-nine. How tall am I? Yeah. Damn.
Yo.
Yo, bro, Nuru, you're only 2 inches away from being classified as a dwarf, bro.
Allah, are you talking about yourself or me?
Well, hold on.
Why you
Hold
coming
on,
from
hold
this
on, hold on,
part
hold on.
of
Yeah,
Why
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
out here talking
Hold on,
about?
hold on, man. Yeah. How tall are you, man?
Four three.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 5'7", G.
Allah,
Five,
5'7".
then I'm five
Yeah.
nine. I'm serious. If he's
Yeah.
5'7", I'm
Like
five nine.
dead ass?
Yeah, dead ass G, no cap.
If you're 5'7", I'm 5'9", full stop.
Yeah,
And Bucks is 5'3".
bro, I
I don't know,
was
4'2". I don't know.
about 4'5", 3". God, you wanna verse someone's 5'3"?
He wants to play me.
God.
He's lying, bro. Bucks is not 5'3". Me and Bucks, I'm taller than Bucks by an inch. Bucks is
Yeah, I'm
five
taller
six.
than you by 2 inches.
But we can debate about this all day, but all I know is I'm
All in
taller
all,
than
for a
you.
fact, I'm better than all of y'all. Anyone in Wally that wants to play against me, let's go.
Yeah. I'm a quickly
I'm
dip.
calling that.
I'm a quickly dip from this podcast. Y'all talking about inches, bro. My nigga, y'all competing. Y'all arguing about
We're
inches.
talking about
I'm
ball
inches
right now,
taller than
bro.
you.
Listen,
Inches
cuz.
taller than
Listen. I whooped your ass, bro. You're way taller than me. You like double my head now. I still whooped your ass. Stop
You whooped my
talking.
ass?
Yes.
Dead ass?
Dead
You whooped
ass.
my
Dead
ass?
ass. Dead ass.
I know you
Hey,
lying.
yo. Hey, yo, Yaz.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, let's just move on from this because I know Nuru is insecure about his height.
It's not
Yeah,
about height,
bro.
bro. I told you,
You got
height
man,
over height.
bro. You got man shook, bro. Man's out here sweating, bro. Go inside and he's sweating.
I know, bro. Nuru's got compulsions and everything.
Nah, it's all good, but for a fact, tell that nigga to keep his money, bro, before he loses it.
True, true. I know. I'll tell him.
Yeah.
So
Now, nah, what you gonna tell him is kick his niggas ass at people, bro. That's what you're gonna tell him.
No, I will, bro. No, I actually don't want my boy to lose his money, so
No,
you know.
bro. Noodles got
So
money to
now he
splash,
knows what's
bro.
up.
Noodles got money to
Man,
splash.
man's working, you know. Man's working in Sky City. You know, that money's pulling through.
How is that work going, bro? How is it going?
Wallah, it's Gucci, bro. It's actually
Yeah.
pretty good, eh? In a
Is it
VIP
work?
room, you know. Wallah, I don't know why they give a nigga a job at that place, bro. I don't understand. I was surprised when they give it to me.
True.
They're just like, we come in for an interview. I'm like, whoa, I'm not even ready for this shit. Like, Sky City, are you serious?
Yeah. What do you do?
Don't worry what I do.
That's
I run a VIP casino room.
The need to
Yeah.
know, bro.
I run it, bro. If
This is all
you
crap.
want to
'Cause
come, just say you know me. They're like, say less. They send you to the VIP room.
I would. And okay, 'cause I know what Noodle does, and Noodle. I'm just gonna say, bro. Though, why don't you just say what you do, bro? What you work at? You work at
Okay,
City Tower doing what?
I'm a host. I host in a VIP room.
That wasn't hard to say, was it?
Yeah, it's not, but But yeah, I'm a host in a Sky City.
Yeah, you got me insecure, man. I love the questions, man.
I don't mean secure, bro. At least I got a job.
You got a job? What you mean I got a job? Man, doing full-time studies, man.
Nah, Stu, you got to work on the weekends and shit. Come
what
on,
you
dog.
Doing, man? I'm trying to go for that career. I'm not looking for a job.
No, nah, you still got to have experience, my nigga.
Experience this, experience that, bro.
All these days, I'm telling you, degree don't mean shit, apparently. It's about experience.
Yeah, but apparently it's not satisfying. You know what I mean? Apparently,
what do you mean degree doesn't mean anything?
I'm telling you, bro, these days all they want is experience.
Yeah, but why don't you have degree and experience at the same time?
You can't do that. That's what I'm doing. I'll be studying and I'll be working at the same time.
True, true. What are you studying now?
What am I studying?
Yeah.
Occupational therapy.
True, true. How's that going?
It's all right, it's all right. What are you doing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I want to get into acting.
Acting.
My guy. Be on them streets, man.
You know. I don't want to put this $1 million face to waste, bro.
$1 million. Allahu la. You got a Down syndrome. He's got a Down syndrome face, bro. This nigga took it up for $1 million.
You got me out of your coffin, bro. Shit.
Yeah, right. It's $1 million face, bro. I mean, everybody wants to see this on their
screen. Who you trying to be like, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
But right now, my aspirations are like, you know, DiCaprio and all them dons.
Allah, come on, bro. My favorite actor of all time. Nothing can beat a Denzel Washington, my nigga.
Bro.
What you going to say, bro?
Denzel Washington is a good actor, but I'm just saying, that's like every black person's favorite actor. Just because he's black. Why?
It's not that. I just like the way he's that nigga is so smooth, bro.
Hey, yo, yes, I can tell you Noodle's list right now. It's Denzel Washington, Will Smith, Samuel L. Jackson. That's
probably. I ain't gonna lie, actually. I'm not gonna lie. That's my top three. I ain't gonna lie.
Because that's every black person's three favorite actors, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
Samuel L. Jackson goes hard, bro. That's my second one. That nigga, bro, is too hard.
Ah, bro. Yeah, man. So, I'm not actually into acting and shit.
No, you can't act for shit.
Yeah. I'm doing that.
Can you just imagine this nigga trying to act, bro?
Oh yeah, hey, you know what you do? You know what you should do, yeah?
Yeah.
We should start up YouTube, bro.
Facts.
Bro, I'm actually thinking about
You should.
But the thing is, like podcasting is pretty easy. It's not as time consuming as YouTube.
Well, where's YouTube? You can do the same thing, just record.
Record and just post the audio.
No. Like a video, you know?
Like an actual podcast. We have like an actual setting.
You just sit.
You invite people.
And then you just record.
Yeah. I just have to find a setting and all that. Because I usually, like right now, I just do it sometimes like in the car, to be honest. Sometimes at my place.
Yeah, like see? Know, even that. But I'm talking about like if you go in the car, you know, you can still record. It's not hard. It's like carpool karaoke. Just like that. You just do it with your own.
Like couple karaoke.
Yeah, bro. Get niggas out here singing, bro. Get bucks to sing, bro.
Yeah. I'll think about that, eh? I'll think about that. Nope. Maybe even...
You know what else you should do?
Buy a new camera? Huh?
What else you should do is give... Oh, my God. You know, that's why you don't smoke shisha.
Shake my head, bro. You gotta hop off that thing, man.
No, it's your podcast, bro. It's
he, you know.
It's my podcast. New to expose you guys, bro.
Cut that part out.
It's not my podcast.
But you should give like platform for like bucks and shit. You know, niggas they trying to rap. You know, just give. You know,
so, bro. Yeah. Hey, come on, bro. Bro. Every time I do a podcast, yeah. I always try to put people on, bro. If my podcast can like even if anyone's doing music, if anyone's doing anything, bro, cooking even, bro, I give them a shout out at the end. Tell them, you know, I drop their socials in there. I tell them, you know, go follow these people. Mm-hmm. You know, I always do that. But Bucks never comes on, bro. If Bucks comes on, of course I'll shout them out, bro. That's the bro.
That's the one. That's the one. Bucks needs to hop on,
bro. Yeah, Bucks needs to hop on, bro. What the hell? This guy is rapping, and no listen to his raps. He needs to hop on this podcast.
True.
Yeah. What about you? You still making music?
I stopped, bro. Didn't I tell you how my mech got stolen, bro?
Wait, what? Which mech?
My mech, don't worry about that. But you know how it is? The Mac, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you already know. We ain't gonna say more about that, but it got stolen, bro. Funny story, bro. Should I tell
Oh,
them?
bro.
Should I tell them what happened?
Huh?
Should I tell you people what happened? How my Mac got stolen?
Yeah. Yeah, tell us what happened.
All right, so this Auckland, you know how Auckland is, bro. Crazy niggas, you know. So I lived
Yeah.
in South when I first moved out here. I lived in South when I first moved out to Auckland.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, my room, you know, I left the windows open and shit, and I was trying to have a shower, you know. I jumped on the shower, and then all I hear is some noises, you know. So I was like, all right, what's going on? Then you can hop out the shower. So I hop out the shower. Well, the first thing I see is motherfucker that jumped in and stole my Mac, that jumped in through the window. A mud step on my fucking bed, bro. I'm like, shit, I don't even give a shit about my Mac, bro. I care about my goddamn bed, bro. This nigga stood on my bed, made a whole mud on that. I'm like, fuck this nigga. But yeah, he stole my shit, bro. But yeah.
Damn, bro. So someone jumped through your window.
Yeah, they jumped through the window, stole my shit. I walked and I'm like, oh shit, my Mac is gone, bro. Where's the Mac, bro? Where is it at?
Damn, bro, that's actually mad.
Yeah, South Auckland, it's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, but that's why you gotta come back to Wellington. You never see that kind of stuff.
Nah, don't worry, I live in Central now, so
True.
I live where all the bobs live, bro. All the Africans, bro. What school?
Yeah. So what's going on? You still going back home this year? You still going back to Africa?
Hopefully, inshallah. Either Africa or
that's
the States.
Or the States?
Yeah.
What part of the States?
My nigga, I told you, my friend. My mama lives in the States, bro.
Yeah, what part? What part of the States?
Minnesota. Everywhere, bro. You know where all Africans
true.
Live, bro. What the fuck? Why are you asking me? Oh, every African, they live in Minnesota, bro.
Bro, how the hell am I supposed to know this, bro?
How do you not know? You're probably a family member, bro. Also, wallah, you know Somalis? It's their city.
Wallah, I have no family members in America. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have no family members.
How do you not have a family member in Minnesota? Like, every Somali lives there.
Every Somali, bro? Come on, man.
That's what I mean, bro. Every Somali, not that's a bit of a stretch because I'm trying to figure out who the hell lives there.
Nah, that's true. Man's tripping, bro. Man, don't know how to answer the question.
Probably. I'm telling you the truth, bro. Yeah. Wallah, I'm telling you the truth. You guys gotta go visit Minnesota. You'll think it's Africa. I'm being dead ass.
Nah, nothing compares to Africa.
But Africa's beautiful, bro. Wallah, I miss Africa. And nothing like back home.
I feel you on that one, bro. That's big facts. That's the most. The most real thing you've ever said. So what, this time when you go back home and come back, you're going to be married with four wives?
Allah, four wives? My nigga, you know men's and some other stuff. You know that. Come on, bro.
Nah, I get you. But still, bro. You know? Four's the limit.
Tom.
Hey, man. Shorty won't let me get out of here, my nigga. Come on.
But don't put restrictions on yourself. But four's the limit.
Well, so there's gonna be a fight. Just imagine what all your four wives fight, bro.
True, bro. But what would you do this year if you were offered? You were told, "Hey, hurry up, get married."
Back home or here?
Back home.
No, I ain't getting married back home, bro.
Why is that,
bro? Do you know how many shit you gotta go through? Bro, first of all,
bro? You ain't gonna go through shit. You just gotta give out one vote in your
ages. Immigration takes ages to bring your head. You gotta teach her everything about this whole fucking westernized world, bro. Fuck,
bro.
And about that shit, bro.
Who said you gotta bring her here, bro? Who said? Stay back home in Africa, bro.
Tell them, bro.
Stay, yeah, but like, how you gonna live back home without anything?
Bro, I saw you trying to tell me you're planning in living to live in New Zealand your whole life. Of course, you gotta go back to the homeland.
What I'm doing is get my degree, everything, you know, start a business back home, build a house, and go back home,
and live back home.
Yeah, that's after, you know, like inshallah, you know, once you get your shit sorted back home, wallahi, bro, you're gonna say goodbye to New Zealand, bro. Just be like, hey, thanks for the time being here, but I'm out, man's out, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So why go through that hustle? Just go visit her every
Fuck
year.
out of here, bro. Who's gonna wait that long for it, bro? Man needs love, bro.
Oh my, that's why I'm telling you, you need four in different locations.
Nah, I'm happy. I'm happy with who I am right now.
True, true. I respect that. You getting married soon, though?
Shall life things work out, bro? Why not? Why not, man? It's good to get married young age too, you know?
Good to get married at a young
It's
age.
a good thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sort your shit out, settle down.
Don't be saying that, bro. You're gonna piss off all the white people that listen to my podcast.
Bro, I'm settling down, bro. They're already gonna take me for leaving New Zealand at the end of the day, you know? So why give a shit about getting married at a young age? Come on.
True, true. Nah, I feel you. I feel you, man. Well, bro, Yaz, what do you think about that, bro? What do you think about young people getting married at a young age?
I mean, it's a good thing for young people to get married. Obviously done right, you know what I mean? Religion-wise, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean it's smart, you know what I mean, to get married. Especially like in this society we're in right now,
Facts.
it's a lot difficult to keep things halal, you know?
That's true.
So for a
I
man to
feel you.
speak up,
But don't
so for a man to speak up
yeah.
and be like, you know, I'm talking to this girl right now, you know, and we're looking towards pursuing something in the future, you know?
Yeah.
It's a big step up, you
Yeah.
know, it shows maturity.
Facts.
Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, don't you think it puts like pressure on a person, especially like things are hard these days. You know, it's not like easy as it was back in the days for our parents. They're like, hey, I want you want me, but let's get it done.
But
One goat is
listen,
slaughtered.
listen. That's the
Alas.
thing, though. African mentality, all they want to do is get married and then pop out 20 kids. That's different, bro.
Yeah,
But
exactly. But I'm saying
that's
like
not the
at
whole
this
plan
day
of
and
getting
age.
married at young age. The whole plan about getting married at young age is that, like, you know, you get to know the person, like, you don't have to freaking pop out kids straight away. Make it halal. Take your time.
True.
You both finish your shit, like, you know, with uni, get your degrees, get your job, then you can pop out kids, you know? But
I like how man said pop out kids.
yeah, man, that's
Yeah,
all right.
pop
I
out.
just got bummed out, bro. But listen, though.
Bro, but I swear it's easier said than done, bro. Cause like if you're already married, it's there's a high chance you're gonna pop out a baby.
Nah, there is. Obviously.
That's why you stay strapped. Come on, bro.
No. Even that, man. Like, if you were
Oh, bro,
married,
come on. You gotta be strapped with your wife.
yeah,
Come on,
exactly.
bro.
But like,
What are
if
you
you have a
doing?
wife, man, there's no need for you to strap. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
That's your
then you're
wife.
gonna have to look after the goddamn kid.
That's a responsibility you're willing to take
But
if
you're
you're one to
young.
marry.
You're young. You ain't got
If you
shit. You
want
ain't
to
got a
marry.
job. You haven't
Exactly.
finished
That's.
uni. What's the point of popping out
Then you
kids?
shouldn't be. You're not in a position to be in a relationship at all.
None.
Let alone
Exactly.
marry.
Thank you.
Let alone marry.
That's not how it works, bro. There's always other options.
Okay. Let's say you and your girl get married. Yeah. You know, Qadrullah, you know, you have a kid. What are you gonna do? You're gonna abandon the kid?
I'm not gonna abandon the kid.
Khalas.
I'm gonna look after the kid. I'll send it back to
Simple.
Wellington, bro. Let my family look after that.
Are you married?
See, that's what I
All right,
mean.
listen, yeah.
You're not ready,
All
bro.
the girls listening to po this podcast, yeah, leave Noor alone.
Allah.
I swear he would. Don't play with Noor,
I'm just telling facts, bro. If you
man.
end up popping a kid, like, you know, at a young age, bro, you don't got a job. You haven't finished your uni. What are you gonna do with the kid? You can't even look after yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So you don't need to
You
marry
can
at
still
all,
get married and not
you
pop
know?
out kids. What do you guys not understand, bro?
No, but what you don't understand is there's a high chance, big
There's a
bro.
high chance if you, but you can just, you know, like I said, strap, bro.
No, but the thing is this, yeah. The whole deal with marriage, it depends on the father, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Because
Exactly.
that's his little princess, that's his little daughter. It doesn't matter how old she is. She could be 80 for like, yeah, and you still look at her as his little daughter, you know what I mean? For him to be
Yeah, I
able
get you.
to
So
give
that's what I'm
what,
saying.
for him to be able to give you his daughter's hand in marriage, it'd mean that you'd have to look after her. You need to be financially stable so you could look after her and provide for her as he has, you know what I mean?
What if he says no to you?
Yeah.
If he says no to you,
If he
then
says no to you, what are you going to say? What's going to happen between y'all?
I mean, if he says no, I mean it depends on why he says no. If he's saying you guys can't get married
If
now because you're not financially stable,
then that's
then
okay.
that's a fact, you
It's
know what I mean?
understandable.
But if he's saying that it's because you're from this ethnicity or this
Yeah.
ethnicity, then that right there is the source of the problem.
True. Yeah, I feel you on that one, bro. So, like, right now, if you were in a position right now, yeah, and someone said, like, you wanted to marry someone's daughter, and then the father's saying no, what would your response be? How would you react?
If he says no, and if you both want to move on, like, if you still want to get married, then leave it to the sheikh. Go to the sheikh, bro. Just be like, hey, yo, the father said no. What can we do about it? You know, and I'm pretty sure it's still allowed, you know, to get married.
Yeah, but the thing, you're still allowed to get married. But you're still allowed to get married. That's a fact, you know. But the thing is,
but you're gonna have awkward family.
Yeah, that's what I mean, bro. That's what I mean. It's better you marry her in good terms. Like, it's better you marry her in good terms.
Just don't see the father, bro.
Where her father can interact with your kids. You know what I mean? That's his grandkids. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important. If I wanted to marry a girl and her father said no, I'd obviously, you know, I'd still keep in touch with her. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But I'd make sure that I grind extra hard, especially with my education. As soon as I get my degree and I can provide for myself, and then I'll go back on him, you know, and I'll ask him again, you know, can I marry your daughter now? I'm financially stable. You know what I mean? Like, I can look after her. You know what I mean? If he says no, then you know, you can pursue other methods of marrying.
Okay, what if he says to you, if I ever see you around, I'll kill you.
Okay, now that's...
Hey, I'm packing my bags.
You're packing your bags, yeah?
I'm packing my bags, bro. I'm like, yeah, man, my life is more important than love.
Nah, bro, facts.
That's not love, then. That's not love.
Facts.
You're just going to leave, your girl like that?
What about my
life? What about your life? Yeah, but then you just got to man up and face him. Like, what's saying, nigga?
Hey, man, because I know if I die, she's going to find another nigga that's going to love her. But if I'm dead, you know, there's nothing there. So my life comes first, bro.
Yeah, your life comes first, but you can't just throw away your love like that.
Hey, bro, I'm just saying self-love over...
Hey, hold on. Can we talk about this whole concept of love real quick?
Facts.
What is love?
What is
love to you, Yahya?
Like, that is deep, eh? I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. I don't know what love actually is.
You don't know what love is?
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to explain it to him yet?
I've never had that like that deep kind of feeling where I'm like I'll say love is when you're like probably willing to die for a person, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, I'll probably say that's like love.
And once you reach that point, then you wouldn't give a shit about the father, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I feel you. After I said that, then I see where you're coming from. How do you see it?
Same thing, bro. Just, you know, you just got to do whatever to make it work at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, true, bro. But then at the end of the day, bro, like someone like me, I joke around.
I know.
So I'll be like, fuck, bro. I'm not sure if I'm willing to die for you, bro. After that shit actually happens for real, after my life is in risk.
But the thing is, even if he said that,
I don't think I'm willing to die.
Even if he said that, you just got to make sure that the girl has to talk to the father, like, talk him into it. Like, you know, like, you can't really say no because he's different ethnically. You know, like, if he says he's black and then she's white, he's going to say no. Man, you just got to tell the girl, like, you know, what's the point of you saying no? Like, it doesn't say it's haram to marry other people that, you know, that's not the same as you. Like, come on, bro.
The first thing is, you know, Islam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the first thing.
That's the first thing you look at. You don't look at wealth. That the wealth and the beauty, the family comes after that. You look at the deen first, you know what I mean? Without you making an effort to get to know, you know what I mean, the guy, you won't be able to, you know, understand where they're coming from.
Facts.
True.
But if the father I hear saying, I'm going to kill you without knowing you. Whoa, what the fuck, my nigga? You don't even know me.
True, bro. Nah, just pull up with some, you know, undercover cops.
Are you serious, bro? I'll bring Chef. Chef's can, like, he's a Muslim, bro. Come on, bro. Let the nigga be.
I feel you, man. What about you, Yaz, bro? What's your definition of actual true love, bro?
True love?
Yeah.
You know what I see true love is? Yeah.
What?
It's not necessarily to do with beauty. You know what I mean? Everyone's beautiful in their own way. You know what I mean? But for me, it's got more to do with who the person is. You know what I mean? Like, for example, the way me and the person, like, you know how, for example, me and my girl alone, I like, I'd still like that vibe to be there when she's with my friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
And especially having no, like, actual relatives here, it's important that, you know what I mean, the people that I consider to be close to me, that they get along. You know what I mean?
And then she can get along with the family. After.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, if it's, you know, if it's Qadr, you know, and she's the one for me and I'm the one for her. At the end of the day, my mentality is, will I wake up at 80, like, you know, let's say, for example, we're 80 years old, right? I still want to be able to wake up and look at you and say, you know, that's the love of my life. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, that's why I encourage getting married young. You know what I mean? If you get married young and you grow old together, you know, it's the most beautiful thing. You know, you still look at her and you still be able to see the girl you fell in love with. You know what I mean? Whereas if you take like a, let's say, for example, arranged marriage, you won't be able to fulfill that person the way you would for someone you love, you know?
True. So you're against arranged marriage? Men's, huh?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Really?
What do you mean? Like, arrangement, it could be okay. I'm not going to lie. Like, it depends on if you're going to actually like the person. You know, you got to get to know them first. But, like...
Exactly. But, yeah, sometimes arranged marriages, actually last longer than, like, marriages that, like, are from, like, two people who just fell in love
with
each other.
That's true, but last longer. You got to understand, you can't... It's not like you're going to marry them and then just love them because... The family said you're gonna have to love them. You gotta have to love them because of, you know, who you are, who she is. Like, you can't just marry someone who just your family says, oh, you have to marry this person. Well, if you don't like her, how are you just gonna marry her?
Yeah. True. I mean, me personally, it's gonna sound dumb, but I just say like I don't like the concept of marriage. Like I just think it's low key stupid.
So like, you don't want to get married
in this day and age? I don't think so. I don't think I'm gonna.
Rude boy, you're talking mad. What do you mean you don't want to marry?
I'm not, bro. Listen,
you ain't trying to have a kid. You ain't trying to have a legacy. You ain't trying to leave people behind. What's happening?
See, that's the thing. Like us, we always think about, like, as people who are from the same culture, we always just think about, you know, legacy. What's gonna happen? Who's gonna carry on your name? But at the end of the, at the same time, bro, like I think like it's such a heavy burden to just like have a child or just someone who's gonna, like, you know, someone, like, imagine just having a son. It's not easy.
Not easy.
Like, because you gotta this person. Yeah, you gotta like help this person grow up, guide this person into being the best person, the best, like a better version.
That's
of
the
yourself.
Beauty of it.
Yeah, but
it's beauty, but it's such a burden, you know.
That's why you're not ready. That's why you're talking like this.
Now, listen. I'll give you an example. Yeah, let's say you know, for example, you find a girl that you love, right? And you don't want to get married, so I'm guessing you don't want kids straight away. You know what I'm saying?
Can wait.
So. Let's say in a couple of years, because a couple of years is all we've got on this earth. You know what I'm saying? So my mentality is, if I do have kids, you know what I mean? Obviously, I'm going to try my best, you know what I mean, to be a father figure, be at home, look after them, teach them, you know, the deen, teach them the right way, right from wrong, you know? And as they grow older, it's up to them to make their own decisions, you know what I mean, their own choices in life, you know? But I'd rather leave good kids that I've mentored to look after my wife after I'm gone, than to leave her there with no one. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, this shit just went deep. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's why I want a big family. The reason why I want a big family,
of course,
is I want
Somalia.
Them to unite. You know what I mean? I want them, it's not because I'm Somali. I mean, maybe, but like, like, I want them to look after my wife. You know, I want them to look after their mother, to take their mother to Hajj. You know, if you're not here, who's going to take your wife to Hajj? Who's going to go do Hajj for you? You know, there's three things that, you know, there's three things, you know, sadaqa jari, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, look, okay, you said all this stuff, but I'm like, it's probably just like how I'm thinking, but it's like, you said, who's going to take my wife to this? You need to take care of her. You need children to leave behind. But the thing is, look, like, once you go, your wife can remarry. Yeah. You know that, bro. She can find love again. Love is not just something you find and then it's like, oh, you have to stick with that one. And if you lose it, you're not going to find another one. She can always pick up from where she left.
But the thing is, would you really trust someone else with her? Think about it, Yahya. Think about it. Look at the day and age we're in, all right? Everybody's
bro,
driven by
this. I'm long gone. No, it doesn't matter. How am I? I'm not going to know if she's with someone else. I'm not going to know.
Yeah, but even if you do have...
It really
he's basically
really
saying once
me.
He's gone, he's not going to give a shit about it, like how she's going to live after.
No, it's not about me giving a shit. I can't give a shit is the thing. Even if I wanted to give a shit,
yeah.
I can't because I'm gone. So instead of there, even if she's got kids, you know, she can find yeah. someone else. You know, she can remarry even with me leaving kids behind. It's her choice, it's her life, and she can just pick up from where she left. So me leaving something or leaving like my offspring, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, that's your mentality. Okay, let's look at your parents, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Your parents had you, right?
You should be grateful.
Yeah, don't you think that uh-huh. they deserve to see their grandkids?
Facts.
Think about it.
Okay,
they do, right?
And you say you don't
exactly,
want to get married.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but the thing is, they can see their grandkids if they have grandkids. If they don't, then they gotta respect
who's
their son's
look after
decision
them?
Of not having wanting to have kids.
Your
Who?
Parents.
What do you mean who's gonna look
if you
after
don't leave
parents?
Your grandkids behind, you know? And if you die.
Hold on. Yeah. How many siblings you got, bro? You have five siblings.
I got five.
How many of them are girls and how, uh-huh. how many of them are men?
I got one sister.
There's the boys, right?
Boys.
And I'm guessing you're the uh-huh. youngest?
Nah, I'm the...
You're the oldest.
And he's the
so
smallest.
Straight away, people yeah. look at you as the most mature one in the house, right?
Mm-hmm. Even though he's not.
Obviously.
But, you know, it does put a lot of stress on you, especially when you're like the oldest. I'm not the oldest in my family. I'm the second oldest. But it does put a lot of pressure onto you.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, you know, it's something for your siblings to look up at. You know what I mean? You see, like some sort of a role model. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, I get that role model part. But listen, this is another thing. When I'm being a role model as the oldest sibling, I'm just a role model to my brothers and my sister to show them that I can become a successful person, a good person. And you know, and that's with like the teachings they're also getting from their parents. But I'm just the one who's meant to like show it to them how it's done since I'm older than them. But when it comes to things like love and having kids, it's not like if I have kids, my brother has to have kids. Or it's not like if I don't have kids, my brother's not going to have kids. It really doesn't matter at all when it comes to that kind of thing. It's like if I want to have kids, I can have kids. And then my brother can be like, hey, you know, I don't really want to have kids. You know, it's his choice. And I'm just saying... When it comes to
but you're right. It is his choice, but he'll look at you for guidance. You know what I'm saying? Let's say he falls in love in a couple of years. He's not always going to be young. He's not always going to be a little brother. Although you are always going to be older than him. You know what I mean? But once he matures, you know, and he becomes a teenager, and let's say he falls in love, you know, and he wants to get married. Yeah, he's going to come to you for advice. You not knowing anything about marriage itself, how are you going to be able to guide him to the right path?
Okay, yeah, when it comes to something like that, you can tell, like, something like that is not hard. It's not as complicated as, like, having kids and stuff. You can be like, yeah, you got to do this, you got to do this. You got to, you know, it's not that hard. But what happens, yeah? Just take this example. What's going to happen if my brother, my younger brother, gets married before me, has kids before me?
It's going to be on you, bro. You're the man of the house.
It doesn't work like that, bro.
Listen, cousin.
Is your father home? Your father's home, right?
My father's home.
Your father is your role model. Uh-huh. Am I right or am I wrong?
Of course.
But
you can say that.
As long as you have your father, your brother can ask your father for guidance, right? If they have that unique relationship between a father and a son, right? Let's say, you know, in a couple of years, you know, your father passes away. You know, who's gonna be the man of the house?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Obviously me.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, but listen, me becoming the man of the house doesn't really mean shit, you know? I'm just gonna be their older brother all the time. It's not like he's gonna start seeing me as a father figure.
Bro, they're gonna all look up to you, you know that, right?
Okay, you can look up to someone, but it's just gonna be those minor things. But what we're talking about is pretty different.
So you're telling me that you don't want to get married?
Me personally, I mean, it's right now. If I had a list, I think that would be like the last or second to last thing.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, in a couple of years, that will change. Because I'm telling you why it will change. Once you find the right person, everything will change. You would want to get married.
Bro, I just think marriage is like overrated, bro. And you know, what does marriage even mean? What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means that it comes with responsibilities, bro. Comes with everything, you know.
Tell me what changes.
It doesn't really change anything. But the only thing that changes is that you have that one person that cares about you, that you're gonna be with, that you go home to, you know, everything, you know, like it's beauty. But I'm telling you, love is beauty.
No, I see marriage as just a different label. Look, if you can be like, hey, if you and your partner, are 100% like, just like there's trust in everything that there is in a married couple, quote unquote married couple, then you don't have to be like, hey, we're married, we're this, we're that. You don't have to exchange rings or do whatever it is. If you're saying we're married, like without like all this traditional, like whatever, or going through this paperwork and shit, it's exactly the same thing. It's, I don't know.
It's just a label, but it's halal way. If we're talking about religions.
Oh, that's if you're talking about religion, but I'm just saying like in general, you know, like of course, obviously, when you do religion and shit, when you bring that, it changes.
The and we're talking about you and me, which we both are
what I mean.
Muslims, and you need to get married. If you're gonna get married, you have to like you know you, it's actual ring to ring. You have to get married in that. But you saying that basically, you don't need to get married to be able to. You just basically saying like you don't need to get married, but you can still be together with someone else, which is haram, as you know.
I know, but I'm just saying that like, I'm just saying like it's just a different label to be honest. I'm just saying if you look at it from
you don't have to get married. You can still be with that one person for the rest of your life. It's understandable. I get it.
But then, like getting pressured into marriage by one of the like by your partner or something, it's like, hey, you know, like, hey, we need to get married. We need to get this. It's like, hey, I mean, if we're in a good place, then why change it? You know, why?
That's true.
Why
move? I mean, look at what's his name, Steve, the man. Then they get married.
Yeah, exactly. See, this guy's like,
he's got three kids,
and everything. He's successful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, everybody has their point, like their view, like the way they see things, and you know, I mean, I just look at things in a different angle than most people. That's how.
Yeah,
I see
it's all
things.
Good. It's understandable.
I mean, yeah, religion or whatnot.
It is what it is.
As long as you're a decent person, living your best life, you know. Yeah, bro. So I see you're a big marriage fan, and hopefully I wanna see some new juniors running around shouting.
And you're screaming Treyway, yeah? Nah, inshallah, bro. Inshallah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I just want to say thank you for
doing it's all good, bro. It took you a minute to get me on here, but it's okay. It's understandable.
Nah, bro. It's all good. We're going to have you... next season, the season after that, we'll even have next episode
for sure. Bro, for sure,
come. You just
yeah,
shoot
for
me
sure,
a text,
for sure.
Nah, bro, it's been a good one, bro. Hopefully, nah, bro,
inshallah, I'll pop up to Welly. Bro, I was gonna come through during this quarantine shit, but like, Fuck that, bro. And nobody trying to catch that shit, bro.
Yeah, nah, I feel you. I feel you. Nah, as long as you're safe, you know, feel good. I'm happy with that. All right, bro. Bro, before you leave, do you want to drop down your socials, bro?
Oh, shit. my socials, IG is Treyway_Shakur. You already know. Shakur.
Treyway_what?
Yeah, that's how it is, bro.
That's how it is. Follow.
Nah, I don't do Facebook, bro.
Because he's always on Facebook. I'm just messing with you, bro. Hey, where is what's his name?
Answer to your question,
bro. Yeah, I kind of did, bro. But and the answer is still the same for me. As you know, maybe it might take a lot.
I feel like you're still young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I told him. I feel like you're still young.
The future, but we'll see. Bro, we're only like a couple of months.
I think anything, it's him.
Well, I mean, I'm older than Noor, you know?
And I'm older than you, Yahya.
But what I'm saying is,
it doesn't matter. He's older than me by a couple months, too, and he wants to act like he's my older brother. Come on, bro.
It's funny. Yeah, I was just trying to act like.
But yeah, it was good chatting, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, bro. Hey, Yaz. Bro, thanks for putting in your input. Thanks for putting.
Thanks for pulling up on this podcast, basically.
Say less, man.
Drop your share on here, your socials.
My socials. Well, I go by the name Yaz Kamal on every social media platform.
Oh, okay.
thank you for allowing us, giving us this opportunity. You know what I mean? Especially in lockdown, there's not much there is to do, but having a meaningful conversation, was worth it at the end of the day. You know. But thank you so much, man. And take care. Stay blessed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you too, bro. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Stay blessed.
Stay my nigga. Later.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster. Oh my days, I'm tryna give it to you, come my way. You know I'm a bad girl, I show you my ways. Send a location, I put it in ways. Forever, forever. I want you, my jello. I'm like, hey, hey, you looking kinda nice, Got me feeling your vibe, Baby, don't be shy, looking kinda nice, Got me feeling your vibe, Baby, don't be shy, I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster.
You see my dark shades on, like I can't see you.
They know I'm an anti you.
Used to have the old black range tinted windows.
Now I'm in the AMG cool.
Girl, take control. Wind up your waist in your two piece. So, babe, I'm choosing. Look at the face, that's beauty. Baby, your waist is guilty. Darling, I'm getting money, I'm a hustler. Rolling with me, you go prosper. I'll be your sponsor. Tell me what you want, love. No more Indomie, now it's steak and lobster. Oh, na-na-na-na. Love you like a king, but I fuck you like a mobster. Oh, na-na-na-na. No, she will never let go now. Cause I got that special love.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with that. Don't tell nobody if you put your hands on me. If you want it, I can be your fantasy. If I see you in my next life, baby, don't take time. I'ma take you for a test drive. We gon' live for our best life, best life.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If
you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster. I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster.